Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
We're live on air here on Sky Sports Radio. We whack the headset on here and away we go. And he's even wearing, I'm going to have to take a photo of that, he's even wearing a tab hat. How are you, Andrew?
Good, thanks, Andrew. I thought I'd do the right thing.
Yeah, I'm going to take a photo so then I can, this is great radio. In fact, we'll do it at the end and I'll get Ben, the tech, to take it. Andrew, you're in partnership with your father, Donald.
Yes.
Are you Bathurst family forever?
Yeah, forever. Andrew, yeah. Dad went to Warwick Farm for a couple of years in the early 70s to have a go at training down there. But other than that, we've been here at Bathurst all the time.
What makes it special for the family, Bathurst?
Oh, I don't know. It's one of those things. You grow up in an area of... complained about the cold ever since I was a young kid leading horses to the track, but I'm still here, and it's where you grow up. I suppose everyone can relate to that. Where you grow up, you have your ties.
Well, it's a city of a stack of history, isn't it? I mean,
it is, and it's a great place to have a family and with your children. You know, there's a lot of schools, universities, things like that. So it's got a lot going for it.
We've been doing shows this week around country New South Wales, relevant to drought, how it's impacting. And as I just said to Dean, it doesn't, you look around and there's a bit of greenness here, but you still see areas that are dry. You're probably slightly better off than other parts that we've been to. It's a bit different.
It is a bit different. We have a green drought.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a green pick, but you don't have to go too far. Like, we were at Dubbo Races last week and driving out to there, and that's not a huge amount of distance.
A couple of hours.
It's very dry, you know, and you talk to the people, you know, I mean, we're all affected by the drought, indirectly or directly, but people out there, you know, they've got their horses, but they not only have their horses, but, you know, they might have farms.
Yep.
So they're looking at feeding stock and that every day. So it's a big issue.
What about your training stables? Are they off track?
They are. They're about a mile up the road.
Okay. Yeah. And how many do you train with your father?
We usually have about four or five in work.
Yeah.
We've had that land up there for his father bought the land with the idea of setting up a stable complex.
Right.
But unfortunately, he got sick and that never happened. But Dad sort of set it up and it's been...
So it's got a stable block there and everything?
It's got a stable block there and we've got a 1,200-metre sand track. So,
So you can do there. Do you come down here regularly during the week for work?
Three times a week. We come down fast days, usually Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday.
So of those five, I noted the other day, have you got a runner at Mudgee coming up on... what day is Mudgee?
Sunday. We've got a mare in the open handicap called Annecy.
Yep.
She's been racing well without sort of figuring in the prize money, but we're quite confident that she'll go all right on Sunday.
Okay. Race 5, I'm just trying to find it. Race 5, number 11. What's the name of it?
Annecy.
We
have Eleanor on her, so we've got the winning jockey.
Eleanor. She comes from Cowra, so it's about, I want to say, 90 minutes to drive here.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So she comes here, Eleanor, I think three mornings a week, fast mornings. So she's putting in the hard yard, so good luck to her.
Oh, she deserved it more than anyone. She hates the cold, and she says every winter, I hate the cold. I don't think I can go through it, but... She's fantastic, and she deserves that win in Sydney more than anyone I've ever known.
It's a great thrill for sure. How have you been affected by the drought? Are you affected simply by the cost of feed? Is that the number one?
Yeah, that's the number one, Andrew. You know, you look, simple things like, say, oats has probably doubled in price.
Yeah.
And all your feeds have gone up a fair bit, but something like hay, which we like to feed a good bit of loosened hay, it's not only very expensive, but just getting it is the thing now because it's in such high demand. And we're right in the middle of winter, so they're not growing anymore in this area anyway. So it's pretty hard to...
We spoke of how cool it was here a couple of mornings ago for track work, and it's quite mild this morning with cloud hanging over the top of us.
It's balmy this morning.
Yeah, 4 degrees or something. There's a little bit of blue sky above us at the moment, but there's a fair bit of cloud. Does your father, as an old-time trainer, sort of say, oh, it's got the feel of rain? Does he still say that or not?
Sometimes. As you get older, you get the arthritis, and they sort of say, oh, things are aching a little bit. It might be rain coming, but Yeah, hopefully we're always one day closer anyway.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah. It is interesting. One of our techs that travelled with me the last 3 days, Max, he drove back to Sydney last night, and he texted me and he said it rained from the outskirts of Bathurst into Sydney.
Yeah.
And I said, well, keep pushing it. We want it, but it hasn't rained where we've been overnight.
No, it's amazing the mountains. How it's a different climate altogether once you go over the mountains.
Yeah.
But I heard that the Rose Hill trials are off, so it must be very heavy.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's heavy back in Sydney. Mm. Hey, thanks for dropping in. I'll get a photo and a tick, Andrew, but good luck to you and your father, Donald, with your team, and I hope that Mudgee on Sunday, Annecy, runs well. Is that run in town?
She raced once in town. Probably the mare you might be thinking of is Arve. We had her in a few highways and that.
So. Is Arve in work or where's Arve?
She's about a month away. Okay. She hurt her leg and we had to give her 6 months.
Righto. So, okay. Well, we look forward to seeing that horse back. Yeah. Good on you, Andrew. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Pleasure.